Okay, this is Perek Vav in Hilchos Shcheinim. When it comes to communal responsibility, we've been dealing with individual situations. Now we take a big step back and look at a city as a whole and what the cities of a whole the citizens of a city what they can force each other to do. Okay, halacha. So, if you live in a city, the citizens of the city can force each other to participate in building, let's say, a shul, a wall, gates of the city, to purchase Sifrei Torah and the Nevi'im Ketuvim, so you can read them if anyone wants to read them publicly. Halacha Beis, that Mishalakach Ir Be'eretz Yisrael. So if a person buys a whole city in Eretz Yisrael, Kovanoso Beis, then we got the Derech Mi'arba Ruchosea, Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So Beis then goes ahead and they can force the person who did it, who purchased it, to build pathways to all four entrances or directions of the city in order to ensure people settle in the city. People on fields, right, among other fields in a valley, can force each other to dig trenches and other small trenches around the valley. Let's say a person owns a courtyard in one city, as what do you call it, and he owns what do you call the chatzar in a different city. So the people in the other city can force them to go ahead and dig cisterns and other storages of mine, irrigation canals, but not in other areas. Now let's say he lives together with other people in that city, then they can force him to build all these things. Right. So when there's a tax placed upon the people of the city to build the wall, the tax is made according to the people who are closest to the wall, called Samach L'choma, Nos and Yoser. The closer you are to the wall, the more tax you have to pay. L'chayev v'chol dar be'ir yud beis chodesh, anyone who lives in the city for 12 months, oh, shekana ba beis dira, or buys a house there, Nosen in b'nei ir, so he contributes money with the rest of the citizens, v'chol dvar matzrichon litkon, hachoma v'dlatzos, to add to the fund to make sure there's improvements made for the walls and the gates, u'schar parshan shomas medina, as well as the soldiers, who are in charge of guarding the state, and all other areas that are necessary or needed to go ahead and protect the city. Anything that's necessary to protect the city. So what do you call it? Money is collected from the people of the city, even from orphans, except for sages. Why? Because scholars do not require protection, the Torah protects them. About Liskon, but to go ahead and pay for the improvements of what they call it, of the streets, infrastructure improvements, that the Chachamim pay for as well. And if the entire city goes out and fixes it on their own, lo yotzei dam chacham in mind, the Talmid Chacham talking out with them, shein derech dam chacham he's dazel lifnei ha'aretz, because a Talmid Chacham should not engage in this demeaning activity in front of the average Jew. Halacha Zayin. Now, how you chofrin nahar l'haviv mayim l'medina? Let's say the people in the city hire workers to dig a river or to bring money to bring water into the city. Govanaf and Yisomim, they take money even from the orphans. Shezuz chus lahem kadeshu yishvu, because this is a benefit for everybody, because your fields and vineyards are going to go ahead and be watered. V'gachim yu lahem davar shlobal mayim. Therefore, if even though they did all this work, the water didn't come in, hovlo not nehenu mehen Yisomim. Since the orphans did not benefit from it, Mahzirim Lahem, Kol Mashal Nilchak Men, they get their money back. Halachas Kofim B'nei Mavui Zezeh, right? So the inhabitants of the Mavui can force each other. Lahoshi B'neim Lo Chayet Shalol Lahoshi B'neim Lo Chayet Lo Borsi Lo Echad and Bali Umnius. So they can say, listen, we don't want a tailor, someone who works with leather, or any other type of business person opening up in our Mavui. Hayasham Mavui Echad B'nei Mavui Uman V'lo Michubo. Let's say a person who was a leather maker, for instance, or a leather crafter, lived in the Mavoi, and no one ever and he did his work there, and no one ever protested. Or let's say there was for instance, a bathhouse or a store, example of et cetera, and someone came along and opened up a competing bathhouse. And Yochel can't stop him. V'lomelo ata posichai. You can't say, hey man, you're preventing from making money. I feel how you have Mavoi Acher. Even if it is from a different mavoish, they can't stop them. Shere ish b'neim osa umnos, because they already have craftsmen living there. About garba medina cheres, but let's say a stranger, excuse me, garba medina cheres. Let's say someone from a different country or city. Let's say he comes to build a store next to the other person's store, or a bathhouse next to the present bathhouse. Then yesh l'mano, they can stop him. But if they go ahead and he pays the tax along with everyone else, then they can't stop him from actually opening up his business. let's say people who sell nice smelling things like perfumes and colognes, let's say, what do? They go from city to city. Now the citizens of the city can't stop them from coming and selling. Because it's a takana of Ezra that they're able to travel in such a way so that the Jewish women can have easy access to perfume. However, they can't establish a fixed place to sell and be das in a year only with permission from the city. However, Zakatan, he can make a fixed place wherever he wants. So when merchants bring a lot of their stuff into the city to sell it, so the people can stop them from bringing it in, the people outside the city. However, they only sell on the market day, then you can't stop them. As long as you sell in the marketplace. But they can't go door to door, even if it's a shuk day. Now, let's say they have a loan in the city. They can sell what's necessary to pay it off. Afilu b'yom mashokim is not the shuk day. Achi paru chovon until the debt's paid off. V'yelchu lehanim, they go on their way. Let's say people who live on a mavoi that ends in the dead end. Shabikish lahasos rofa uman or gardi or malamet inoklash l'akum. So let's say they want to go ahead and open up an office for a bloodletter or for someone who sews a lot or someone who teaches non-Jewish children. B'nei mavoi m'akum alav. So the people above can stop him. Because then more people are going to be walking down the lane. So more people are going to be walking down the lane. So if a person owns a house in the chatzar, so then, what do you call it? You can't rent out that courtyard to the doctor, or the bloodletter guy, or the all these other people. Someone Jewish writes contracts as well as someone who teaches non-Jews. So a store that's located in the chatzar, yichol hashkein limchos biyado, so the neighbors can protest, v'lomerlo, and tell them, ein ani yichol nishan mikol nifnasim. And they can say, we can't sleep because of all the people, v'yosem, people walking in and out. Rather, he should perform the work in his home and then sell the marketplace. However, they can't protest them and say against him and say, v'lomerlo, ein ani yichol nishan mikol patish and mikol refine. They can't say, oh, we can't sleep because of the sound of the hammer. Because he has established the right to do this. So too, a person can teach Jewish children in his home. The partners can stop him from doing that. And say to him, we can't sleep because of the sound of the teaching. Let's say a person owns a cistern in a house belonging to another Jew. So he can only go in when people normally go in. And only leave when people normally leave. So he should not go ahead and bring his animal through to provide water from the cistern. Rather, he fills it out outside. Fills it up outside. That both of them can make a lock on the cistern. The owner of the cistern to guard his water. The owner of the courtyard. Because the suspicion is concerning his wife. So she'll only be able to enter only when he knows, he'll know exactly when. And finally, let's say a person owns a garden whose interest is in a garden belonging to someone else. He can go in when people don't normally go in, and depart when people usually leave. Right? But he can't bring merchants through the garden, and he can't use it to go to another field. The outer garden is allowed to, the guy who owns the outer garden is actually allowed to plant things on the road in. Let's say they both agree to move to the path to the side of the garden. Right? He can go in wherever he wants. And they can bring merchants in. But he still can't use it to get to the field. Each of the parties can prevent the other from planting vegetables in the path that was placed on that specific side. Okay, that ends Parak Vav, and we will continue with Parak Zion next time.